This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The White House revealed Thursday that lawyers for President Joe Biden have found additional classified documents at his home in Delaware. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports, it's the second set of stored secret materials found from Biden's time as vice president.
After President Biden on Thursday morning concluded prepared remarks about getting inflation under control, none of the reporters wanted to ask him about the economy.
Classified material, next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
Biden acknowledged a small number of documents with classified markings have been discovered in storage areas and in file cabinets in his personal library at his Wilmington home.
My Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
White House officials contend Biden's situation is different than that of the classified documents found during a federal search at former President Donald Trump's residence in Florida, because Trump resisted efforts to review and return the materials, while Biden is fully cooperating with the Department of Justice. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department said the Biden administration plans to send a delegation to Havana this month to restart U.S.-Cuba talks on law enforcement issues. The talks were halted under former President Donald Trump. The State Department said U.S. concerns about counterterrorism will be among the subjects addressed. Trump placed Cuba on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism shortly before his term ended in January of 2021. And the Pentagon said Thursday that Russia's persistent troubles in Ukraine likely led to the latest shakeup in its military leadership and urged Moscow to end the war. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United Arab Emirates said Thursday that the head of state oil giant Abu Dhabi National Oil Company would head this year's COP28 climate summit, fueling activists' worries that big industry is hijacking the global response to the environmental crisis. The office of Sultan Al Jaber, who is also UAE's Minister of Industry and Technology and its climate envoy, said he will help shape the conference's agenda, as well as intergovernmental negotiations to build consensus. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric noted that the COP president is chosen by the host country with no involvement from the UN Secretary General or UN climate officials. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is in Canada for talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Kishida is on tour of Group of Seven, or G7, leading industrialized countries, as Japan assumes the rotating presidency of the group. A statement from Trudeau's office said the two leaders will discuss Japan's priorities for its G7 presidency, as well as further strengthening bilateral trade between the two countries. Kishida arrived in Canada's capital, Ottawa, after a visit to London Wednesday. He and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak signed a defense agreement, which will allow the countries to deploy forces on each other's soil, the latest move toward closer security ties. The Japanese Prime Minister is also set to travel to Washington for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden Friday at the White House. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
Rising consumer prices are easing. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Inflation eased to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago. It was the sixth straight year-over-year slowdown. The softer readings add to growing signs that the worst inflation bout in four decades is gradually waning. But the Fed doesn't expect inflation to slow enough to get close to its 2% target until well into 2024. That means the central bank will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of the month. I'm Shelley Adler.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said Thursday that security force members were complicit in letting an anti-government mob ransack the seat of power in Brasilia. Lula has also stepped up criticism of the army for not doing anything to discourage the two-month-old encampment of Bolsonaro supporters outside its headquarters, where they've been clamoring for the military to overturn the result of the October elections, which saw a loss for former President Jair Bolsonaro. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.